Monty James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn.
Greenhorn, a person who is inexperienced at a particular vocation.
Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud he wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Howdy, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Greenhorn. Today, I'm thrilled to have Brian Hoops on the phone, Senior Market Analyst for Midwest Market Solutions. Brian, how you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Monty. Or Monty, I called you Monty instead of Parker. Parker, I'm glad to talk with you instead of Monty. So I'm doing great. How about yourself?
You know what? I just got a great compliment. Anytime that I'm on the air and someone compares me to Monty, I'll take it.
You do. You sound just like your dad. So just like him.
Well, thank you, Brian. First question for you. Explain to greenhorns like myself exactly how commodity trading works.
We can trace the Chicago Board of Trade's origin all the way back to 1848 when they first started to find a way to market cash grain. And it started off as a cash grain contract, and from there they made hedge to rye or forward type contracts. And it was a way for farmers in that time frame to establish a price and to manage risk. And it's grown from that and expanded, and now we have not only cash grain contracts and ways to hedge corn, soybeans, wheat, but also you can trade gold futures and S&P futures and oil futures and natural gas futures and livestock and about anything you want to trade. There's a futures market for it. Options, there's spreads, there's spreads on options. There's all kinds of different things that we can do as a broker to help clients establish their price floor. But what everyone's trying to do is make sure that they stay in business for another year and make some money from 1 year to the next.
Next question I got for you, how many hours in a day are you researching or reading reports?
Oh, you know, it seems like a lot, and it probably is. Back when I started in like 1999, there was not overnight grain trading. Now there is. We trade, you know, S&P futures trade 23 and a half hours out of every day. But yeah, there's so many times that you have to, you know, start early in the morning, 6:30, gathering information, looking at weather reports, anything that could influence the market. You know, you can spend as many hours of the day researching, gathering information is what you do actually sitting at your desk talking to clients and trying to help them out.
If someone out there wants to get in contact with you or someone at your office, an expert who can help them, where should they contact you?
So we have offices around the Midwest in South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and a home office in Missouri. You can find a list of them at MidwestMarketSolutions.com. You can call me directly at 417-501-5132 if you have any questions, and we'll be glad to talk with you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Brian.
All right. Thank you so much. Good talking with you, Parker.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.